Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today's October 20th, 2018. We're here live for the next 2 hours, and as always, an action-packed radio show. We got lots of information, good things coming in, special guests, so on and so forth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've been listening, and I know you're familiar, but I'm going to do it anyway in front of the video here. Every morning when I go to work or I come here, I get my morning cup of joe from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. You need to do the same thing. They've got premium coffee, decaf, the whole works, and it's consistently the same taste. So if you like that coffee, it's always going to be the same the next day. Make sure you get it. They got a special going on for Hershey standard size bars, and they're two for $2. I was in there just the other day, had a customer buying one. I said, hey, you need to get that special. And he raced to the candy shelf, got himself a second one, and got two for $2. So you need to check it out. Now, Clem Akeska is another one of our sponsors. They've got some great food over there at the Hilltop CEFCO, the building on the other side of it. So you need to go to Clem Akeska's Barbecue. They got two great specials going on. They got the barbecue plate. You buy one at regular price. The second one is at half price. That is an awesome deal. The other awesome deal is the fish that they've got. If you mention it on both specials that you heard it here on the radio and you order a fish plate, you're going to get an extra piece of fish. Just had mine yesterday. Really good. So go get yours today and make sure you tell them. And don't forget to support the sponsors and support the show. Without them, I'm off the air. Okay, we're simulcasting as well right here on KMIL 105.1 FM and KRXT out of Rockdale 98.5 FM. So if you're not getting one, go to the other and tell everybody you know to listen. If you want to make contact with me, you can call the show here at 254-697-6633. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Go directly to the website, aaronsgunshop.com. And be sure, please, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram. A lot of great ways to get a lot of good information, okay? So let me tell you what's coming up on the show here today. We're going to have true stories of self-defense from the American Rifleman's The Armed Citizens column. We're going to learn what to do and what not to do from the actions of others, okay? We can learn a lot from that. Today's License to Carry Attorney segment with attorney extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson will discuss felonies and misdemeanors, rights you can lose, and a process of how to possibly get them back. Now, this segment's brought to you by Coppolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, and we can't thank them enough as well. This week's tactical snacking segment with the delicious Janae Goodman will cover cold and flu kickers. Foods that can help make you feel better, and what a time to do it. Okay, I was feeling a little bit run down last week because I was out in the weather all this time, so I'll be interested to hear what she's got to say. At 11 o'clock, the voice of law enforcement, Randy Dixon, retired police chief Randy Dixon, the man of manners, the duke of decency, the communicator of common sense, and all-around good guy, Randy Dixon is the voice of law enforcement. My new sponsor, Liquor Depot, has a large selection of beer, wine, and spirits, and today I'm going to be highlighting Hypnotic, a glowing blue liqueur, perfect for Halloween drinks. So get your pretzels ready as I talk about this cool-looking and tasty liqueur, okay? It's going to be pretty neat. And I've got actually drew pictures for you, so you get to see it on the video. This, you know, I couldn't do it live here and make the drink. I might be, you know, drinking the benefits of it, so I couldn't do that. All right. This week's product spotlight brought to you by ANC Firearms and Heidenhammer will be the Walther PK380. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, you get to see me with a couple videos there holding it. It's a little neat-looking spy pistol there, okay? So check that out and then call ANC Firearms at 254-983-4417. Tell them I love it, like it, I'm going to buy it, go in there and get it, okay? And while you're driving there, make sure you got it tuned to 105.1 FM or 98.5, whatever, to make sure you don't miss any part of the show. My special guest today will be Lee Richardson talking on behalf of another one of my sponsors, Climate Control, AC and Heating. Not only can Lee fix your AC with expertise, but he's a crack shot too. And he's won a couple times the round robin competitions. Then, to close up the show, Master Cindy Key, owner of Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, will be in to physically abuse me for your benefit and to teach another self-defense move for all of us to benefit from. So remember, support the sponsors, support the show. It's the circle of life. Without them, I don't exist, okay? Without you, they don't exist. So circle of life. Joel, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to hit our true stories and, of course, as always, an opinion from me. This segment of Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program is being brought to you by Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, LLC. Have you been arrested? Are you in jail and want to get out? Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds at 254-697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds accepts credit cards and debit cards. Call-ins are also accepted. Conduct your business privately in the Twin Pistol Bail Bonds offices, which are located directly across from the Milam County Sheriff's Office at 707 West 4th Street in Cameron. You're in jail and you want to get out. Let Twin Pistol Bail Bonds help. Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds now at 254-697-6035 and ask for Dustin Thomas or Lisa Roden. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, 254-697-6035.
This next segment is made possible by Clem Bekeska's Barbecue in Cameron.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. If you can hear me, I need somebody to call the studio and tell me we are on the air and you can hear us. We're having a little technical difficulty. 254-697-6633. I need you to do that now. Somebody, please. Thank you. We are here now at our self-defense stories, true stories in real life. I'm going to be reading four stories cold out of the Armed Citizens column from the American Rifleman magazine on page 10, the October issue. So if you got your issue, let's read along together. Don't forget, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Tell me you can hear me. All right, story number one. A high-speed pursuit with California Highway Patrol officers behind him apparently wasn't enough trouble for a reckless driver out west. After the chase, which reached speeds of 105 miles per hour, led to the loss of control of his car, the driver exited his vehicle and fled the scene on foot. Soon enough, he came upon a home. He grabbed a beer bottle he found on the ground and forced his way into the house, whereupon he threatened to do harm unless the residents turned over the keys to their car. A woman in the home retrieved the keys from another room, but when she returned to give it to the man, she had a surprise, a handgun. She handed that to her male friend, who aimed it at the intruder and told him to stop. The perpetrator refused this sound advice and instead went to the garage and started the car. Later, he drove it toward the resident, who shot him to death through the windshield. Ladies and gentlemen, on that one, you're in my house and you're threatening me. You would not have made it to the car. Okay. But, I give a lot of credit and applause to the young lady. She had her wits about her and got that handgun for the man in the house there. So that's the deal. Okay. Story number two. When two thugs try to manhandle a woman in a driveway and force her to take them into her home, the woman's husband came to her aid. After hearing the commotion outside, he grabbed a gun, took aim, and yelled at them to stop. With that, the attackers responded by initiating a gunfight. They may have started it, but they didn't come out on top. One trespasser was wounded in the head, and the other fled afterward. The two residents were uninjured. Well, what we have here is a great case that shows, or appears to be, that the individual was well-trained in how to use his firearm and how to shoot it with accuracy. So once again, kudos to him. That was in Houston. Story number three. A man who lives in the Ballard neighborhood of Seattle was awakened at 4 a.m. one day in July before Mayor Jenny Durkin signed a law ordering firearms to be locked up when not in use. What an idiot. When a burglar broke into the... Let me clarify that statement. I'm sure... Obviously, securing your weapons is a good thing, don't get me wrong. But there are some places, like in New York, for example, they got it to the point where the gun has to be taken apart for them to say it's legal. Okay, what good's it going to do you if you have an incident happen? Anyway, more of the story here. Locked up. When a burglar broke into the mudroom of his home, the resident grabbed his handgun before investigating the source of the noise. Did you hear that? The resident grabbed his handgun before... investigating the source of the noise. There's going to be a t-shirt coming out soon from me that's going to have that on there. So if you want to place your orders, your pre-orders, let me know. The intruder was trying to get into the main part of the house, so the homeowner fired, shooting him in the stomach. He was later caught when cohorts took him to the hospital for care. The main thing here, obviously the main thing here, is the resident grabbed his handgun before investigating the source of the noise. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't emphasize it enough. I mean, I would say if you're in the house and it's just you and the wife or whatever, and you're walking around, I mean, you should be, there should be a gun nearby all the time, because you never know when it's going to happen. But for sure, if you hear something, a bump in the night or something strange going on, the last thing you want to do is go investigate and say, oh, you know, I wish I had my gun first. That's the most ridiculous concept idea I've heard. Get your weapon first, okay? Story number four. Mash and grab robberies are a trend in thievery of late, but one went bad when the crew picked a jewelry store where the owner had a gun. The men busted in armed with pepper spray and hammers, and did a slew of damage in the store, including spraying the owner. Fortunately, the alleged robbers couldn't get out the door without being buzzed out, which gave the owner time to recover and grab her gun, firing a shot to send the intruders scurrying off through a broken pane of glass, leaving behind the loot they had tried to take. Once again, congratulations to the lady who defended herself. So, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We seem to have technical difficulties, and when we come back, hopefully we'll be on air and we can do my opinion piece. See you on the other side.
This last segment was brought to you by Clem McKeska's Barbecue in Cameron.
Power. Sometimes you just need more. But what do you do when that yard equipment needs more or just isn't working like it used to? The answer is Cameron's Fall Engine, formerly Cameron Seed Company, where friendly service and quantity work stop at 408 West Bath. They provide all your outdoor power equipment needs. Check out their selection of Echo, Snapper, and Zero Turn Big Dog Bolts. Power through the summer with Cameron's Fall Engine. Call 254-697-3452 or stop in at 408 West Bath.
Next time you need heating and air conditioning or even duct cleaning, call Climate Control Air Conditioning and Heating in Rockdale. Routine maintenance, repairs, installation, or duct cleaning. Get the pros at Climate Control Air Conditioning and Heating. 512-446-4820. Stop by 1244 US 79 in Rockdale. They can service all brands of residential and commercial HVAC systems and are available 24 hours a day, including weekends and holidays. For the best, call Climate Control in Rockdale. 512-446-4820.
For sales, service, maintenance, and supplies for our motorcycles, ATV, Ford Trackers, and more, stop by Two Wheel Customs, located on Highway 53 in Zopchickville. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Two Wheel Customs offers the best in repairs and maintenance on any make, model, or size of motorcycle. If you're looking to buy or sell your unit, David Trojan and his crew can take all the hassle of paperwork and displaying your motorcycle. If you're looking to buy, Two Wheel Customs always has vehicles on display for purchase. In addition, you can find a store full of varying apparel, everything from boots to helmets, along with a great inventory of accessories for your motorcycle. Give Two Wheel Customs a call at area code 254-760-2250. That's 254-760-2250. Two Wheel Customs on Highway 53 in Zopchickville.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clem McKeska's has a long history of great-tasting barbecue in the Central Texas area. But did you know that Cameron has its very own Clem McKeska's Barbecue, located inside the Hilltop CEFCO right next door to the KMIL studios? Not only does Clem McKeska's have excellent barbecue, but absolutely delicious fried catfish and burgers that will make your mouth water. Eat in or drive through? Need to pre-order? No problem. Call Clem's at 254-697-6060. Clem McKeska Barbecue in Cameron, inside the Hilltop CEFCO. Get your tender, finger-licking good barbecue and so much more from Clem McKeska's Barbecue in Cameron. Hi, everyone. Matt, your host from Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program here, and I'm very excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Liquor Depot, located in the Milam Plaza right next to Brookshire Brothers. As you know, I'm a bartender, and when I walk into Liquor Depot, I get excited looking at all the variations of wine, beer, and spirits. So if you're going to have a party, wedding, or business event, and you want to serve alcohol, Liquor Depot is the place to come to stock your bar and your icebox. Great prices, excellent selection, and lots of friendly help to get you what you need. There are lots of great enhanced gift ideas, too, for any occasion. Liquor Depot is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and is located at 1604 West 4th. So stop in today and stock up or call Liquor Depot at 254-605-0766.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Mental Radio Program, October 20th, 2018. You may not be hearing me at the moment, but you will hopefully very shortly. You may not be hearing me at the moment, but you will hopefully very shortly. And if you can hear me, and if there's any part of the show that you missed, you can always go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio page, listen to the podcasts, because they will be recorded. This show will be recorded probably or posted maybe later today, if not today, tomorrow, the next day. We're having IT challenges on my end. But you can listen to all our past shows. So we're going to continue the show like it's normal because I have, sitting to my left, attorney extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson, looking pretty sharp with the hat there, Ross.
What's going on, man?
We got technical difficulties due to the rain. Got to say thank you, Lord, for the rain, but you got to say, you know, Lord, cut it for a minute, would you? I need you to put it on pause. Ross, there's so many different topics I got in my brain, but on this particular one, the reason I asked this particular topic was because somebody was asking me about it, and it was... they had a felony, and we were talking expungement, and then somebody said something about their rights loss, and I go, I know you can lose some rights. So I thought, why not talk about this? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there in that particular condition where they have a misdemeanor conviction, a felony conviction, and when you have that, you lose certain rights, and it can be very difficult for somebody once they realize, I made a stupid mistake in my life, and it's causing long-term aftershock.
Okay, so the reason you get a lot of these questions is because, obviously, for the license to carry provisions, right, you can't have certain convictions within time periods. Also, you know, DWI is going to hurt you, have a finding of a chemically dependent person, right, if you've had two DWIs in the last, convictions in the last 10 years. But that code section, 411, it's kind of, I guess, I don't know if it's ironic or coincidental or what, I don't know why the legislature put so many different kinds of topics within Chapter 411 of the government code. But the license to carry provision and the petition for non-disclosure means to get your record sealed is actually falls under the same chapter. okay, chapter 411. And so you can stay within that parameters of that chapter when you're looking at your license to carry, also at your conviction issues as far as getting them sealed, because the license to carry provisions state that, you know, a conviction means basically an adjudication of guilt, whether that's deferred adjudication or whether it's probation or whether your probation has been, right, subsequently discharged and you've been dismissed. But it says in there the term does not include an adjudication of guilt or an order of deferred adjudication that has been subsequently expunged, pardoned under the authority of a state or federal official, okay, or otherwise vacated, set aside, annulled, invalidated, voided, or sealed under any state or federal law.
Okay, I got all the beginning parts of it, but you said if for some reason a felony is sealed, then you're still okay?
That's what the provisions of the government code say. They say a conviction, right, does not include, right, an order of deferred adjudication that has been subsequently sealed under any state or federal law.
What would be an example if somebody gets convicted of a felony and then it gets put in a sealed envelope, wrapped up, put on a file?
Okay, so let's talk about the benefits of, and I want to start with that because, you know, it's a gun rights show, and I get questions, calls all the time. I don't particularly like doing these kinds of cases. I refer a lot of these now, but I did a lot of these in the beginning of my practice, and I still do a couple. I still do some that are for clients that I know or for other past clients or maybe a case that's still pending that I'm working on. And so, I mean, these change all the time, and we're not going to get into very specifics because the statutes for expunction, right, the statutes for to seal, the statutes for restoration of rights, pardon, even when you're getting into juvenile, right, aspects, like is there a juvenile conviction, is a juvenile suspension, something of that effect. There's all different kinds of rules and codes for every single one of those. And then you've got offense specific. There's some offenses that are covered. So generally speaking, what's the difference in a non-disclosure, a seal, right? When you're asking the court for non-disclosure, means they cannot disclose. So it's a sealing order. Okay, versus an expunction.
We say sealing, not sealing, roof sealing. We're saying sealing, it's secured, it's wrapped
sealed
up.
To sealed, to seal something, sealed. Yes. Okay. So I'll just read you what the code says, okay? And for an application for an expunction, okay, is going to say that the release, maintenance, dissemination, or use of expunged records or files for any purpose is prohibited. It says, except as provided in the following subsection, the person arrested may deny the occurrence of the arrest and the existence of the expunction order.
Okay, this is new to me. I'm learning. I'm a slow
I can say
learner.
I didn't get arrested. I can say there's an application that says, have you ever been arrested for an offense?
That's
no.
That's if it's sealed.
That's if it's expunged.
Expunged, okay.
So for an expunction, if it's expunged, it cannot. Those records cannot be released. They cannot be maintained. They cannot be disseminated.
They cannot
be used. It never existed. It never existed. So I never got arrested. Somebody asked me that. The only exception to that rule is to say that you never got arrested is this. Number three, it says, the person arrested or other person when questioned under oath in a criminal proceeding about an arrest for which records have been expunged may state only that the matter has been expunged. That's the only exception.
Why would they do that?
So you may state only. You may state only that the matter has been expunged.
I think if I had something on my record and I was blessed enough to be expunged, I'd say, okay, I'll deal with that one. All right. Sounds great.
Well, it says we're back on. Okay, good. So,
hi, everybody. We had technical difficulties. We are back. And if you want to hear the first part of this, we'll probably be reposting the whole show on my website, aaronsgunshop.com, later today or probably tomorrow. And always check out our podcast from previous shows. So we got attorney extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson. We're talking about expungements, misdemeanors, felonies. Y'all need to listen because I know you know somebody. And this is some good stuff.
Well, really brief recap. If you're trying to get a license to carry, says you can't have certain convictions. The license to carry provisions say that a conviction is a deferred adjudication unless, right, it's been sealed. Okay? started off, and then we went into what is the difference between an expunction, right, to get your records expunged versus getting your records sealed. What is the benefit to those things? And basically the benefit to an expunction is you can deny the fact of the arrest. You can deny that the thing ever even happened. And nobody's allowed to even contain or use or release or anything regarding records of the arrest, the underlying magistrate orders, or the court records. All that stuff, right, is off limits to everybody. And it's like it never, like you said, never existed, with the one exception being if you're questioned under oath about the arrest in a criminal proceeding, you may only state, you can't say yes or no. And it says, I think it's funny, it doesn't say civil proceeding. It says a criminal proceeding, if you're questioned under oath, right, you may only state that the matter in question has been expunged. Okay, and so that's the only exception. Other than that, you can deny that the thing ever existed. So then what's the difference in the expunction and the sealing order, the petition or order for non-disclosure?
That's a very good question.
Okay, so if you get an order for non-disclosure, I'll just read the statute to you. Okay, it says a person whose criminal history record information, the subject of a non-disclosure order, right, issued under this section, is not required in any application for employment, information, or licensing to the state that the person has been the subject of a criminal proceeding relating to the information that is the subject of the order. So in layman's terms, right, that information cannot be used or disclosed, right, in that you've had a criminal proceeding brought against you, right, when we're talking about releasing that information.
But if for some reason you do something criminal, they can pull it all out.
But that doesn't say anything about the arrest. You see, it says criminal proceeding. Does that include arrest? Right? I think some of the safer, I always tell my clients that the safest way to look at this thing is that if you're asked on an employment application, have you been arrested? Right? You need to say you've been arrested. Then it says, have you been convicted of any subsequent offenses? You can say no. Okay, as far as the conviction is concerned, because one, you got to defer to adjudication if you're asking for your records to be sealed. But if it's been sealed, okay, you can deny the fact of the criminal proceeding. Okay, and that's what it says. And so, right, the charging aspect, the charge brought before you, right, I think would be the initiation of the criminal proceeding. I don't think that that's going to include the arrest. Okay, so I think you can deny the effect of the charge and the subsequent proceedings after that fact, okay? But it doesn't include, you know, it doesn't say that they can't be used, maintained, or any other way for any other purposes. It still exists, but you get to claim that proceeding never happened.
This is very good information.
But there's all kinds of exceptions, and you can go on and keep reading in that section, and it's going to say that. And I've got some of them here.
I'd like to put the cart before the horse just for one question. Just so, don't go into depth, just say whether it's possible or not. Can you pay to get a pardon or an expunction? And let me clarify my question. A lot of the times, if you get a ticket, they don't care about the fence, they just want money. They say, you come pay cash, we'll drop it down a little bit. Do they say, okay, you know, it wasn't a heinous crime, you pay me enough money and we'll give you an expunction or we'll give you a pardon. It'll just take time and money. Real quick answer, yes or no?
Again, I haven't done any other pardons since the last time we got on the show. What I said was that I've helped two people, right, apply for those. One got it, one didn't, but I didn't do the whole process myself, right? You should get an attorney that specializes in post-punishment type of issues. Like, they have people that specialize in getting your record sealed, doing expunctions. I can do that. But as far as pardons are concerned, they're very rare. Right, you need somebody that isn't really involved in the system, knows people.
That's what I mean.
Right, knows exactly how to go about doing the pardon aspect because they're rare.
Because there's some people, they're rare because people think it's impossible to do it. You've got
it's not impossible. It's definitely not impossible. Yeah, when you don't have to like actually know the governor,
exactly,
right, for him to give you one, but you do have to present it in such a way.
Because
right?
Look, let's give you an example. A young buck here does something really stupid and gets convicted of a crime. Good kid, smart kid, wants to go into academy, but you can't do anything. What did I do? It was a stupid mistake. He's going to become, or she's going to become, a great product of society. But they got this tarnish on the record. So if they knew that it takes time, money, and effort, and they can get clean, they'd do it. But people think I'm doomed. I can't do it. I got a friend of mine, and those are almost the same words. He goes, I was stupid. I made a stupid mistake. it just totally wrecks my life. I want to do this. I said, listen, you need to listen to the show because I got an attorney coming on. He's going to be talking about it. He may shed some insight or direction as to what to do.
And so, so I'll give you an example. For the ceiling, for ceiling purposes, right, there's going to be a ton of exceptions. You can go in there and you say, oh, this is good, so they can't release my information relating to criminal proceedings. And then you're going to go to the next section and it's going to, right, give a list of what they can release it for. And you're going to see on there that pretty much any time you need a license, right, they're going to release that information. Okay, and any time that it relates to something medical, something guardianship-wise, something banking-related, if you're right in the employment context, right, that stuff's going to be able to be released. So does a petition for non-disclosure, having that stuff sealed, deferred adjudication, does that really help you, right, when we're talking about those? And I'm telling you that I've done enough healthcare cases when you have a family violence issue that pretty much if there's any finding of family violence at all whatsoever, it really doesn't matter. And the ceiling statute is very specific in that it says that you can't get it sealed if there's been, right, a finding, any offense that would fall under family violence or an affirmative finding by the court that there's been family violence involved. And so any one of those aspects, if you have one of those findings, you're going to have an extremely difficult, right, road ahead of you in trying to get a job or keep your job at a healthcare facility. And I don't like it. I've had some cases I thought were dumb, extremely dumb. And for some reason, we worked out a case. We worked something out because the cost, and in other words, you can beat the rat, but you can't beat the ride kind of thing. And so my client was like, well, look, this is going to cost way too much money. It's going to be way too much time and effort. I'm going to have to throw people under the bus. Like, I'm going to be thrown under the bus. I didn't do this, but it's going to be a whole lot easier just to take this Class C. Okay, but then they find out later, and, you know, I tell them, hey, look, you know, this has, you need to go check with the healthcare facility because I'm telling you, if you take this, it's going to be dangerous. They're going to have a right to, no, it'll be okay. You know, HR tells me this, HR tells me that. And I say, well, look, I'm telling you that I've done enough of these cases. And sure enough, right, they go ahead and take this deal, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, they're fired. And so,
fight for your right, man.
And so,
don't give up.
And so you're, you know, and then you come to me and you're upset. And I say, hey, look, you know, I tried to tell you this was going to happen and you needed to make sure that you were going to be able to keep your job before, right, anything like this, right, you took any kind of deal like this. And so you need to be extremely careful if you're charged with anything that could fall under one of these provisions. And then even coming back and getting a sealing order is not going to help you in the context of a healthcare facility employment because, right, they fall under the exceptions of the ceiling.
What about LTC?
Right, that's a licensing, right? But like we said, for purposes of that section, a conviction does not include any offense that was sealed. Okay? And so I don't know how that's going to relate to, since the DWI provisions, the DWI provision says if you've had any two convictions in the last 10 years, right, then you're classified as a chemically dependent person.
I was told by an instructor for license to carry when I was going through the course and the updates, there's the law, and if you look in the video, you'll see me doing hand motions. There's the law, but then LTC is its own little sphere of law. What may be okay over here with some type of conviction totally screws you over here, like you were just mentioning. So each one of these things that are regulated, I guess, have their own little tweaks and twists. So you got to pay attention to what those are as this applies.
Right. And a lot of times, generally speaking, a conviction, a deferred adjudication, getting a deferred adjudication and then completing your community supervision under, and like we said, deferred adjudication is essentially what that phrase means. You're deferring adjudication. You're deferring judgment. Okay. So you're not, right, having a judgment of guilty, right, and conviction and convicting the person, although you might find them guilty, you're deferring judgment in the case, an actual conviction, right, for a later date and putting the person on community supervision. If they complete community supervision, right, it'll be dismissed. And so technically, if you completed community supervision on a deferred adjudication, you do not have a conviction. Okay, but if you get probation,
right? You are essentially convicted and sentenced to jail, and your sentence, your jail sentence, is probated, i.e. suspended, okay, to allow you to stay out of jail and be out of jail and complete to terms of community supervision. And if you complete community supervision, right, then you don't go to jail. Does that make sense? You don't get your suspension mm-hmm. from jail time revoked.
I remember Rick was talking one time with me, and I made some kind of comments about the harshness of things, and he said it very clearly and very plainly. And I agree with what he said, that the law is set up in incremental stages. You know, first timer, depending on what the offense is, you do this or that, probation, deferred adjudication, do it again, then you spend a little time, more time, blah, blah, blah. And what you're saying here just reminds me that it's a progressive thing, and the law is trying to say, get your act together, get it straight, and there are provisions, but, you know, you got to do your effort on your side, too, to get it done, right?
And so, yeah, and so a big part of this is that maybe if you listened to me when we first started this show, right, I told you, maybe, I don't remember, I'm assuming going way back when we first started doing this show, if you'd have asked me about deferred adjudication and non-disclosure and expunction about a DWI conviction, I told you, you can't get an expunction or a non-disclosure for a DWI. You still can't get an expunction, but the legislature, right, made it available, right, since that time, right, for you to get, okay, an order to seal your records related to a DWI. You can, so you can, if you get a DWI and you're a first-time DWI offender, okay, and you want to get an application for non-disclosure, a petition for non-disclosure, you can do that if, right, you had an order for an interlock device, right, during the course of your probation.
What's that?
An order for an interlock device is one of those things you got to blow into to get it to start.
Start, okay.
Okay? And as possible, you can still get it without the interlock device, but you have a 2-year waiting period and a 5-year waiting period. So if you do the interlock device, right, you can apply for a non-disclosure to get your record sealed, right, after 2 years. If you don't have the interlock device, but you successfully complete probation otherwise, right, you're going to have to wait 5 years. Okay? And so, it's always a good idea. Now, I think to go ahead and get the interlock device and do the probation period and go through that. And Milam County doesn't offer it. I don't know why Milam County doesn't offer it. I think we've talked about Bill Torrey. I've spent Bill Torrey a lot. But I think folks should take it up with Bill Torrey about why we're not doing what we call pretrial diversion for DWIs and other things. Yes, I've gotten them to do what basically a real basic pretrial diversion on a couple of clients. It was extremely deserving. Okay, but we don't have that program here, and we need it. And it's for things like this you talked about, these really dumb cases like this case I just spoke about with the...
Well, it's not dumb. It's the person did a dumb thing.
Obviously, honestly, sometimes the persons that I'm talking about are what I think would be innocent of the charge.
Okay,
especially, and even if they're not innocent, maybe they did a dumb thing, but it's not a great case. Does that make sense? It's not a great case. It's really not just, even if they're technically guilty under technical standards of the law, right? The circumstances were extreme. They were not like they were. And plus, the harshness, right, of the consequences are going to be, right, more than they would be in a general case. And the circumstances just call for some kind of use of a different device. And that's why I think we should have a pretrial diversion program here in Milam County. And the pretrial diversion program means essentially that you're not charged. You're not charged. You enter into an agreement with the state, and they can put you on community supervision, make you do essentially what's called a community supervision. They can make you do a whole bunch of things, community service, classes, right? They can even make you pay a certain amount of fines, right? And after you've completed that, right, the district attorney or, you know, county attorney agrees to, hey, we're going to just dismiss our charge. We're not even going to file it. Or if we've already filed something, we'll agree just to have that thing dismissed. So there's no, you never go in front of the judge. And so you never fall under deferred adjudication or probation, right? And so you never fall under any of these because it would be what we call a pretrial diversion. Mm-hmm. And you could essentially come and get your records expunged. You could get your records expunged because the expunction statute would allow you to do that, okay? Because you've never been given deferred adjudication. Okay, you've never been on community supervision under what we call 42A, which is a deferred adjudication or probation statute. Okay, you've had to do conditions, right? You've had to do certain things that you've agreed with the state. Hey, I promise you that I'm going to do these things. I'll pick up trash. I'll help the church. I'll go to classes. I'll, you know, get you a some kind of test. I'll get this stuff done for you, right? But you're not, and you're agreeing not to place me on deferred so that I can come back and get an expunction. Okay, and so that's another way you maybe get a DWI, right, arrest or something to that effect expunged, but that would be if you did not, they did not go forward in the criminal proceeding. They essentially dismissed the entire proceeding.
Okay, we're talking DWI. How does that apply to any other type of...
It would be the same thing. You could do the same thing, but for DWI, it's important because there's no way for you to get an expunction on a DWI or even any other charge for that matter, but the DWI and family violence type of circumstances, and two, you hear family violence, you say, why would we want people committing family violence? Look, man, you have two brothers that get into a little
heated argument at
Thanksgiving or something, and they're both great people, and it really wasn't anything but maybe an offensive touching.
Yeah, but the question is, who called that in?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's what irritates me.
And the family, and you got two people that's never otherwise had an issue, or maybe you got two young people, like 17 and 18 years old, and the 17-year-old is going to be able to get his expunged, right? Because, right, he's never been in trouble again, but the 18-year-old is now stuck with a family violence charge, and it's just like...
I got a question for you, man. Whatever happened to you? Got a problem with me? Let's go behind this building, and we'll take it out skin on skin, fist on fist. Whatever happened to those days, man?
It better just be you and that person.
But it can't. You got
cameras and no phones.
I know, but that's what I'm getting at. Why does everybody get so hyped up about this? You got a bloody nose, but, you know, you got your emotion out. You're fighting over some chick or something. It's just normal stuff.
But a guy called me, and so he wanted to fight this guy. And this guy wanted to fight him. They called me. It was a funny call. He's like, what is the one way I could do this? And I say, you need to get a written form of consent. Because consent...
You just got yourself another business, buddy.
Because consent under the law, right, for an assault purposes, consent, right, is a defense, okay? And so you can consent, right, to the assault of conduct. For instance, like football, if you're playing a game of football, you're consenting to the contact. Correct. So it's the same thing. And so if you consent, the one thing you can't do, though, is you cannot consent, right, to the use of deadly force. Okay, so it better just be straight fisticuffs. You guys want to fight, you guys need to sign a piece of paper that says you each consent, right, and you know the risks, and you understand that doing so, right, may result in bodily injury, but otherwise you consent.
So you put on some gloves, right?
Yeah, you put on some gloves, and hey, that's how we used to say it. We put on some boxing gloves and JUCO.
Blend
bucks. If you're listening, you guys know what I'm talking about. We used to put on the boxing gloves and just handle it.
I like the pugil sticks. Like rifle butt to the head, man.
And so, yeah.
Hey, what about those weekend marriage licenses? Is that the same thing, you know? Good from Friday night till Sunday night. Or Sunday morning.
And so, yeah, it's kind of like, what is it, the gray... Shades of Grey, or
50 Shades of Grey.
I
know nothing about that.
So you guys gotta watch the movie. But you're gonna have a problem on non-disclosure, getting it sealed, if you fall under kidnapping, trafficking, sex offenses, assaults, right? Offenses against the family, which is essentially violations of like protective orders, things like that. Not paying child support, disorderly conduct, even, right? Which would include a DWI. Public indecency, weapons, and organized crime. So if you fall into those, you're going to have a problem. And you cannot get your record sealed if you're convicted of, if you've got a deferred adjudication for murder, capital murder, trafficking, continuous trafficking, injury to a child or elderly person, abandoning or endangering a child, violation.
Rob, I hate to keep cutting you off, but you talk and you spur my brain full of ideas here. Would it be helpful for you business-wise and for the people out there who fall into this category if they were to go to yours or Rick's websites and there's a list there? Hey, real simple, plain and simple, because I'm as simple, as basic guy as you can get, and I need it simple. You have a felony, you have a misdemeanor, want to expunge or a pardon? This is what you can do if you got this. Forget it if you got this. Call me and you add it all up. If you have this, call me. If not, Call somebody else, okay?
You're getting issues with the state bar and ethics and stuff like that and advertising, which I'm going to avoid at
Can
this
I
point.
Do that? And I get a referral fee?
No, absolutely not. No, okay. I'd be probably...
I'm half kidding.
Absolutely, I would say absolutely unethical, but I would say at least probably unethical, but...
But that'd be very helpful. A lot of people would just love the hell out of it.
Yeah, you can put that on your website. But the thing, the reason I don't like doing it is because they change it, right? And there's other ways to go about doing it. It's kind of complicated as well. I would say just call a knowledgeable attorney, right? Tell them your circumstances.
So if I put something, I'm just saying this because I know there's a lot of people who are really gnashing their teeth from stupid mistakes. If I go, look, there is a chance for pardon or expunction. Is that how you say expunction? Expunction?
Yes, okay. Expunction.
But you got to have certain things in your favor. Call an attorney. There is a possibility you can do it with time, effort, and money if you fall under certain categories. Don't just think that's it, your life's over.
And we've talked about the interest of justice orders for a probation when you actually have a conviction that have the effect of restoring your rights. You can get those, right? That's more in depth. If you got a question about that, email me. I can either answer the question or I'll refer you to somebody who does that all the time. All right, and there is a way to do that. And even if you can't get that order and it's too late, you've already been discharged from your probation and you can't come back and get that order, there is a way to restore some of your rights, and you can file for a restoration of rights.
What about pardon, man? It doesn't matter what you've got. A governor can pardon you. There's got to be a road.
No, there is.
Whether or not they say, screw it, I'm not going to do it, or, okay, I'll do it. But at least there's some procedure that goes straight up to the top.
And that's what I'm saying. And so the number, but when you look at the numbers versus what's granted, I think an adequate explanation of your likelihood would be rare.
I think that's because of lack of knowledge. I think people don't realize that they can do something.
Well, I'm saying based on the number that are filed, based on those that are granted,
I know where you're coming
it's
from.
Rare. So I'm telling you that don't get somebody just that knows what to do. Get somebody that does that on an everyday kind of basis, and can really present your application for a pardon, right, in such a way that, you know, it's going to be really looked at. Because you can get it done, and you don't have to know the governor just to get it done. Right. It's like you said, those times when it's unjust, and the benefit of society, the state, the families, and employers are going to benefit from getting this pardon, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times it'll be granted.
Yeah, I'm talking legit screw-ups, okay? I'm not talking heinous people, repeat offenders. I'm talking a stupid time. There should be some hope for somebody to get themselves clean, you know?
Right.
Now, Ross, short on time here. Unless you got something else you want to wrap up with, I want to talk about next week with you.
I did want to say, let me see here, so if you're talking about rights, just know that you can get the pardon, deferred adjudication, you can get the sealing order, you can get the expunction, you can get the dismissal and discharge, or the interest of justice order done for rights. For records, right, for all records to be, right, taken away, you're going to have to get, right, either not have a conviction or get an acquittal, get a pretrial diversion.
Can you give me a good definition of acquittal? I have an idea, but
acquittal is a not guilty verdict, or you go up on appeal. And you maybe got found guilty, but then you go up on appeal, and the Court of Appeals or Court of Criminal Appeals says, the jury was wrong.
Okay,
we're going to actually reverse and render a judgment of not guilty.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and so you're acquitted on appeal, or maybe it was a Fourth Amendment issue, right? And they find on appeal, they reverse it, and the case is dismissed. That's going to be a more... arguable thing, but if you're found not guilty, mm-hmm. right, that's going to allow you to get the expunction. If you are pardoned, there's a process for if you get a pardon to come back and get your records expunged, right? Don't ask me specifics about that, right? Because I don't do the pardon, so I've never done the expunction.
See, my mental thought process would be if you're pardoned, it automatically does that.
Okay, and so that's going to say all records. There's not any records, even of arrest, after that point. But you can get some records, right, sealed. Right, if you've got a deferred adjudication, right, and you get right some kind of petition for non-disclosure, order for non-disclosure of those records, but you're still going to have to admit to maybe the arrest, and you're still going to have some of those records existing. So there's rights, and then there's records, and the only two ways that you can get any records, right, put aside,
is expunction and sealing. And if you want it totally done away with, you're going to have to get the expunction, which, again, you're not going to be able to take deferred adjudication, right, with some kind of probation. If you get any kind of probation, whether it be after conviction or deferred adjudication.
That's why, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot
get an expunction.
You need to call attorneys who know what they're doing. Attorney Benton Ross Watson here is sharp. Rick Dodge, sharp as a tack, man. These guys know what they're doing. Speaking of which, we can't thank Rick Coppolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm enough for sponsoring the program, like so many of the other sponsors, too. Now, Ross, we've got to cut it short here. Let's talk about next week. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a major seminar next Saturday. I will not be here. We are going to put the captain's chair, I guess we want to call it, right? And we're going to give it to Ross here. He's going to do a great job. You know, you did it last time, and everybody loved it. Who got any ideas what you're going
to
do?
No, we'll just have to stay tuned. We'll have some surprises here, man.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll pop a phone call in or two when I got a break and see what's going on. But, ladies and gentlemen, Ross will be running the show next Saturday, the entire show, and I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. And I'm going to ask, please, to support him 110%. Call up. Interact. And I'm telling you, everybody, if you're not paying attention or calling in to these attorneys, you're crazy. I know you know somebody who needs some help or there's something when it comes to trusts or whatever. These guys know what they're doing, so give them a call. So we want to thank again Coppolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm for sponsoring this large segment of the program. Any last words there, Ross, till next week?
No.
All right. Then tell them how to get a hold of you.
Okay, so 105 East Main Street's my office here in Cameron. You can come by and see me, or you can call in for an appointment in Houston, College Station, or Cameron even. That's 254-605-4140. That's 254-605-4140. Right, make sure you leave us a message. Also, we do get emails. As for some reasons why we talked about the expunction and sealing topics today. But if you do email me, make sure you leave your phone number, because sometimes I can't always get back to you in email. I like to call you. Just make sure you email me at Benton@Watson.legal. That's Benton@Watson.legal.
Sounds great. Ross, thanks. Appreciate it. Joel, let's take a break. And when we come back, Chief, if you're listening, we're going to be a couple minutes late because of the downtime. We're going to do a break of commercials, and then we're going to have the delicious Janae Goodman. And then, of course, the voice of law enforcement. See you on the other side.
Coppolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron focuses on cases involving personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure and mesothelioma. At Coppolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, you are never treated like a number. Cases are accepted on a contingency basis, so clients do not have to pay out of their pocket. Contact Coppolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron today. Call 888-MESO-FIRM.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Next time you need heating and air conditioning or even duct cleaning, call Climate Control Air Conditioning and Heating in Rockdale. Routine maintenance, repairs, installation, or duct cleaning. Get the pros at Climate Control Air Conditioning and Heating. 512-446-4020. Stop by 1244 U.S. 79 in Rockdale. They can service all brands of residential and commercial HVAC systems and are available 24 hours a day, including weekends and holidays. For the best, call Climate Control in Rockdale. 512-446-4020.
A trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you? comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples. Coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Hi, everyone. Matt, your host from Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program here, and I'm very excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Liquor Depot, located in the Milam Plaza right next to Brookshire Brothers. As you know, I'm a bartender, and when I walk into Liquor Depot, I get excited looking at all the variations of wine, beer, and spirits. So if you're going to have a party, wedding, or business event, and you want to serve alcohol, Liquor Depot is the place to come to stock your bar and your icebox. Great prices, excellent selection, and lots of friendly help to get you what you need. There are lots of great enhanced gift ideas, too, for any occasion. Liquor Depot is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and is located at 1604 West 4th. So stop in today and stock up or call Liquor Depot at 254-605-0766.
Hello, my lovelies. Cold and flu season is definitely among us. And with the declaration of an epidemic, with death tolls already reaching the double digits in Texas alone, I think it's best that I get you armed and ready with some flu fighters. I'm Janae Goodman, and this is Tactical Snacking. Be cold and flu-free with vitamin C. Our bodies don't do a terribly great job of absorbing vitamin C, so it's important to note that it should be replenished every day. A daily dose of 75 to 90 milligrams is the recommended minimum, and your daily intake should not exceed past 2,000 milligrams. Like all vitamins and minerals, vitamin C is most efficient when it comes directly from a food source. This is opposed to a dietary supplement or a pill. Luckily for us, there's plenty of choices available for snacking. You can reach for a common cold choice, a fresh orange, or go for an extra serving of berries, broccoli, sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts, or pineapple, all of which have a higher antioxidant count than a mere orange. If you do decide to indulge in an orange, steer clear of any processed juices. The amount of sugar added counteracts with the benefits of a citrus fruit. I'm not saying sugar is harmful when fighting a cold, but it definitely won't aid you in a quick recovery. Instead, reach for a hot toddy. This classic cocktail was recently found to be more than just an old wives' tale when it comes to getting you back on track. And coincidentally, yesterday was hot toddy day. The combination of hot tea, lemon juice, honey, and bourbon has helped get me through what could have been a really rough night. The hot tea and honey help reduce any inflammation or swelling and soothe the throat, while the bourbon and lemon juice act as decongestants. If you're not an alcohol drinker, you can replace the bourbon with a dose of cough syrup. A hot toddy will potentially put you to sleep, so it's best to drink this right before bed. If you still need to make it through the day, just drink green tea with honey and lemon juice instead. Milk and dairy products are not harmful while fighting a cold. In fact, the cool temperature of some dairy items such as yogurt or popsicles are great for soothing a sore throat. Just keep in mind that most dairy products will temporarily thicken phlegm, but it will not encourage your body to make more of it. That means you can chug a glass of milk right after a spicy meal and be A-okay. Spicy foods encourage nasal drainage, which means you get to breathe a little easier. Go ahead, dab a little extra chili sauce or have a bowl of spicy curry. Don't forget to add in plenty of garlic, bell pepper, ginger, and turmeric, which are all high in antioxidants. Serve your curry creation up with a side of dark leafy greens for an extra boost. You may be surprised to know there's actually a good reason you're encouraged to eat chicken noodle soup when dealing with a cold. Not only does the warm liquid from the broth help reduce inflammation or swelling of the throat, but it also helps relieve congestion. The chicken contains vitamin B6, zinc, and iron, all of which help with body function. The vegetables in your soup provide you with much-needed nutrients, and the noodles are great for carb intake to increase your energy. You can also indulge in other lean meats or fish to increase your vitality, so feel free to jazz up a broth by adding some. If you happen to have any eucalyptus or peppermint growing in your garden this year, put it to good use. Peppermint is a perfect decongestant, and it has an added benefit of reducing a fever. Muddle your mint into water along with a squeeze of lemon for a refreshing boost. You can use eucalyptus and peppermint oils in a diffuser or crush them up with Epsom salt and baking soda for a therapeutic bath. So what's the takeaway here? If you want to prevent a cold or flu, stay healthy. That means to do your best to reduce stress, eat a plentiful diet, and wash your hands with warm soapy water for at least 20 seconds to decrease your chance of being a victim of a harmful virus. If you're already feeling that itch on the back of your throat, it's not too late to guard up. Remember to drink plenty of fluids and get lots of rest. If you have any questions or need a recap on this information, feel free to shoot me an email at tacticalsnacking@yahoo.com. And until next time, stay hungry, my friends.
It is now time for the master of manners, the communicator of common sense, and the epitome of encyclopedia, Officer Randy Dixon, the voice of law enforcement.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a great and wonderful day today. You know, I'm sitting down here in Austin, Texas. I went over a couple of rivers of Colorado. Never seen it that high in my life. And a couple of things. So I started thinking about what to talk about. And then I looked at maybe what we do is we talk about flooding. You know, there's a lot of issues that have happened around Texas. We go from summer to winter all in one day. And then we come back to summer. So Texas is very unique. You know, and I've been looking around down here in Austin. And by the way, let me give you all a hint. If you decide to come to Austin today, don't. This is the Circuit of the Americas, the Grand Prix weekend. And somebody by the name of Spears and Bruno Mars is playing down here. So traffic is worse than I've ever seen it in a Texas A&M football game. So anyhow, just a little off topic, but if you don't have to come to Austin today, I'd highly recommend that you don't. But what I want to do is talk about inland flooding a bit. And it is the leading weather-related cause of death in the United States. I don't know if you realize that or not. Every year, almost as many people die from flooding as from hurricanes, tornadoes, and lightning combined. All that issue, most flood-related deaths and injuries can be avoided if people who come upon areas covered with water simply follow the same advice that we hear the Weather Service and everybody else talking about. Turn around, don't drown. I know we get tired of hearing those cliches, but you know what? It's never been truer. Inland flooding usually occurs during or after a heavy, slow-moving rainstorm, and we've had some of those the last 5 days here in Texas. The Little River is at capacity. They're releasing water out of the Leon, releasing water out of Stillhouse. So there's going to be some low-lying flooding. And then starting Monday, we're supposed to have rain coming again. But, you know, all this can also come from coastal storms. You know, severe inland flooding can occur in areas that are hundreds of miles from the eye of the hurricane. Just ask the people up in North Carolina with this last hurricane that went through Florida. The reason that so many people drown during flooding is because few of them realize the incredible power of water. You know, if it's powerful enough to generate electricity, it's powerful enough to generate and hurt people. A mere 6 inches, and think about this a minute, folks, a mere 6 inches of fast-moving water can knock an adult over. It can knock someone that's 250 pounds straight on their keister. And we don't think about that, 6 inches. It takes only 2 feet of rushing water to carry away a vehicle. This includes pickups and SUVs. If you come to an area that's covered with water, you won't know what the depth is. The water is not crystal clear, not to mention the debris that's flying in the water. This is especially true in the dark when your vision is more limited. And many, many people that die, especially when they're driving their cars, die in the nighttime. Not only does it put you in peril, but it puts first responders in peril who are coming to save you if something happens. Play it smart, folks. Play it safe. Whether you're driving or walking any time you come to a flooded road, just turn around. It's not worth it. Now, we have flash floods down in the Kerrville, the Fredericksburg area, down along Lambeau. They had flash floods that were horrendous this past week. There were six people have drowned just from the floods in that area. Flash floods are those that develop in 6 hours of a rainstorm. That may sound like a lot of time, but severe flash floods could occur in a matter of minutes, depending on the intensity and duration of the rain. You know, when you get down to hill country, and here in our area, we're right on the edge of the hill country, with the soil that we have, the ground we have, it soaks up the water, but once it's soaked, it has to run off. That runoff causes flash floods. Nearly half, and think about this, nearly half of all flash flood fatalities are vehicle-related. This is something that I think that is important to know, that the majority of the victims are males, but flood deaths affect both sexes and all age groups. Why is it real simple? Many of us guys that have these four-wheel drive pickups think that because we have four-wheel drive pickup, four-wheel drive SUV, we can get through anything. You can't. Give you a case in point. This past Saturday afternoon after the radio show, I took my stepson out, and we went up into where my folks grew up, along Owl Creek. And it had been raining, and I wasn't thinking anything about it. So we drove into an old cemetery there where many of my relatives are buried. I ended up calling a tow truck out of Gatesville to come tow me out. I have four-wheel drive diesel. That four-wheel drive diesel just spun and spun in that black mud. So, folks, you can't trust your vehicle when there's water or anything of that nature. Anyone who has witnessed a flash flood can testify the devastating power of flash rushing water. Flash floods can roll boulders, they can uproot trees, they destroy buildings or bridges. If you saw the bridge down in the hill country, the Llano area, that was completely washed away, a concrete steel reinforced bridge was washed away by flash flooding. Rapidly rising water can be 30 feet or more in just a heartbeat. Rainstorms that trigger flash floods can also cause catastrophic mudslides, and that's some of the things that the next thing is going to be happening. And what I'd ask y'all to do, folks, is prepare for a flood disaster in advance. If you're living along the watershed of the Little River or any of the creeks in the area, whether it be the Big Elm Creek or whether it be Leon River or the Lampasas River, prepare ahead of time. You know, we can't control the weather. Wish we could. Mother Nature, she's fickle. She's going to tell us what to do. But with only a little bit of planning, we can take all the precautions necessary to ensure our personal safety and protect homes from severe damage. So let me give you a few ideas. Figure out if you're in an area that is prone to flooding. Most of us know. You know, you can figure out what your elevation of your property is. It's just like around Lake Belton. You can't build a house below the 642 line. Why? Because that 642 feet of elevation, that's the highest Lake Belton can go. When it's going over the spillway, that's 642 feet above sea level. So you can't build a home below that. If you live in an area where your home is in a floodplain, understand that you're going to be flooded. You're going to have those problems. And if that's the case, many of us who live below that area, you can construct some kind of a berm or something that will help you. You know, a lot of people talk about flood insurance. Some areas you can't get flood insurance because of where you live. But if you can, check into it. Contact your local emergency management agency and learn how to construct proper protective measures around your home. I'm not talking about putting a wall or a moat around your house, but sometimes you can put an elevation or just like the terrace, like the farmers do, and that'll help direct the water away from your house. Might not help your neighbor, but it might help you. You know, and get you a weather radio, folks. They're $20. That's all they are. They're $20. Get you one at a local hardware store, at HEB or at Walmart, and listen to what happens with the weather. You know, as I was growing up in college, I decided I was going to be a weatherman at one time. I took 15 college hours of meteorology, so I kind of pay attention to the weather a lot. I watch the Weather Channel a lot. Matter of fact, there's a big joke around my house that watching the Weather Channel is my soap opera. But folks, you've got to watch the weather nowadays. You've got to pay attention to what you're doing. You know, have a go bag ready, just like you would if you were in some type of disaster, whether it be one that we've talked about many times in the past. Have it ready for you in case you have to evacuate. Plan two evacuation routes in advance. Some areas you can't go. Don't wait until threatening weather conditions occur before trying to determine your safety route. Be aware of what streams are in your area, the drainage channels, and know where the water's going in your particular neighborhood. know if you go down this far in the market. Now, once again, if flooding occurs any time, you have to react almost in a heartbeat. Listen to your radio. Listen to the TV. Know where it's going. If flooding begins in your area, go to higher ground immediately. You know, I don't know. The late 70s, a friend of mine by the name of Tom Wolf, who is a deputy sheriff now, I was a deputy sheriff, retired, with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. He and I had been camping in Colorado in the Big Thompson Canyon. 2 weeks later, a devastating rainstorm of about 8 inches came to that area, and it killed 197 people, including state trooper, in a heartbeat. The water rose to 30 feet. A 30-foot wall of water went through that canyon. And just 2 weeks later, I was sleeping on the side of that river, the Big Thompson. So, folks, you got to prepare. You got to know what you're doing. When driving, always be aware that the roadbed under the floodwaters may be severely damaged. If you cross a creek and you can't see the bridge might be gone. And when you're walking, just remember, 6 inches of water is all it takes. Be extremely cautious. Be cautious at night. You can't see. Now, what if you get into floodwaters? Number one, especially in this area here, because of all the farms and all the dairy farms and all the backup of sewer, clean and disinfect everything that you've got that gets wet. You know, floodwaters pick up sewer chemicals from the roads, the farms, factories, and the storage buildings to store it. And, you know, spoiled food, flooded cosmetics, those are not things that you need to want to eat or put on your face. Once again, look before you step. After a flood, the ground and the floor are covered with debris, including bottles and nails. Floors and stairs may be covered with mud that can be very slippery. So you got to have some common sense. If your house gets wet and you get inside, get huge fans. Borrow some fans. Go buy you a fan at a hardware store and let it dry out before you try to go back and inhabit it. And I say that because you can't believe the germs and the fecal matter and things of that nature that could be in that. People, once again, don't drive through a flooded area. The more people drive in their cars, the more you're going to have to put the first responders out to even try to save you. If you saw what was happening down the hill country last week, they were using helicopters to pluck people out of trees. In Corio County this past week, two farmers that were out trying to save their cattle and move to higher ground, their boat was swamped by the Leon River, and they ended up having to be rescued themselves. Try to do that to save yourself. Don't put other people in peril by doing something stupid. You know, it's just so important, folks, that you think about this right now. You know, also know if you're covered by farm animals. Know if you're covered by flood damage. Look at your insurance policy. Know whether it covers it or not. Floods are going to happen. That's something in nature that we cannot prevent. But if it does happen to you, be prepared for it. Know what you're doing. Also, last but not least, folks, if next week we're supposed to have another round of heavy rains coming through, think about what I talked about today. Think about the possibility that my house gets flooded or something in my area gets flooded. What am I going to do? What am I going to do with my loved ones? What happens if my kids go outside? All these things you need to know, because playing in the water, which we used to all do when we were kids, it's a very dangerous proposition, especially those that play around creeks and streams that are running at full bank and are rushing. So, folks, I've covered things a lot today about water and about flood damage. But I have seen people drown. I have been where I had to pluck people out of the water in my past. There was a creek that runs just outside of Temple. It goes through Belton. It's a very fast rushing creek. Back in the history, we had to pluck people, bodies out of that creek. It wasn't a fun situation for any first responders. So, folks, use some common sense. Have a great week, everybody, and be safe. God bless y'all.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
These days, you can't afford to take care of contracting issues alone. You need someone who will be there to do what is best for you and your project. I'm Jason Donoff, and that's what we do at EBCO Development. Take care of you and your construction project from start to finish. For quality new construction, remodel, and roofing services, call EBCO Development at 254-697-2186. And know that we will be there for you. EBCO Development. Let's see what we can build together.
Hi, everyone. Matt, your host from Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program here, and I'm very excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Liquor Depot, located in the Milam Plaza right next to Brookshire Brothers. As you know, I'm a bartender, and when I walk into Liquor Depot, I get excited looking at all the variations of wine, beer, and spirits. So if you're going to have a party, wedding, or business event, and you want to serve alcohol, Liquor Depot is the place to come to stock your bar and your icebox. Great prices, excellent selection, and lots of friendly help to get you what you need. There are lots of great enhanced gift ideas, too, for any occasion. Liquor Depot is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and is located at 1604 West 4th. So stop in today and stock up or call Liquor Depot at 254-605-0766. All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm live here. It's, Joel, what is it, October 18th, 20th? I'm losing track of time. You just heard that commercial from Liquor Depot, and I wanted to do this in the first hour, but because we had radio transmission problems, I'm going to do it now. George there in Liquor Depot, he's got a great shop, wide variety of things to pick from, and you know I'm a bartender. Everybody, you should know by now I'm a bartender. And when I go in there, I get excited because I get to see all these different liquors, beers, wine, all sorts of spirits, the whole works. And because it's the Halloween time of October, I decided to pick one to show you, and I got a couple drink recipes too that I thought would be interesting, but I want to talk to you about Hypnotic. It just looks cool. And I was going to do a flashlight under my face and make it all glowy and stuff, but because we had a screwed up day today, I'm just going to have to do it this way. But as you can see in the video, and I'll be posting this as a video, this is Hypnotic. And it's interesting, and I read a quick blurb on it, and this makes it pretty interesting to know. Hypnotic was invented on Long Island, New York. And the infamous color, the light blue there, was inspired by a blue perfume that the inventor, Raphael Jacoby, saw while walking in Bloomingdale's. Now it's bottled in France and imported by the owner, Heaven Hill Distilleries. It's a blend of premium vodka, French vodka, fruit juices, and cognac. It's one of the best-selling liquors in the U.S. Now, you can have it chilled, drink it straight, on the rocks, with a mixer. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to show you a couple cool drinks. If you're having parties, I know my son's going to be having a Halloween party, and they're of age now, and they're probably going to have drinks there. But I thought this would be a pretty cool couple of drinks that you can make with Hypnotic that would be great at the parties. And I got one for the ladies and one for the guys, maybe even one for the guys too. But the first one that I wanted to talk to you about was a deep ocean shot. I saw it, and I'm thinking, man, that just looks cool. You know how when you're looking at the ocean and you're at the beach, the water's clear, then it gets a little darker blue, and then way out there where it's real deep, it turns almost blue-black? Well, that's kind of how this drink looks. So I'm going to show it to you in the video. And for you, my faithful listeners, I drew pictures. Okay. So now you're going to check this out. Let me get this bottle out of the way. I've got three pictures on one page here, and we're going to go in sequence. If you'll notice where I'm pointing my finger, the first layer, this is a layered drink. Okay. It's in a shot glass. And the first layer is going to be blue curacao. Okay. It's almost like a blue triple sec. That's what it is. And you're going to put about a third of it in there. Then you're going to get your mixing spoon. You can either turn it upside down or let it drip. It's better if you turn it upside down and pour slowly the Hypnotic over the curve of the spoon so that it doesn't penetrate the deep blue and it layers itself, which shows itself in the second picture here. So you have the first ingredient, the blue curacao, and then you got the hypnotic. Then, once again, using your bar spoon upside down, you're going to layer coconut rum. So you're going to have dark, light, and clear. And man, that looks like a delicious shot. And I think the ladies are going to like that one. Guys, I think you're going to like the ladies liking this shot. All right, so check that out. It's called a Deep Ocean Shot. It's hypnotic at Liquor Depot. Now, the other one, this one's for the guys. I got another picture here. And this is pretty cool. This is called the Incredible Hulk. And the Incredible Hulk, you use a rocks glass. You put your ice in it. You're going to fill about an ounce and a half of hypnotic, and then you're going to fill the rest with about an ounce and a half of cognac, brandy. You're going to mix the two. So you got brown on top, the brandy, the cognac, and then you've got the blue down below, which is the hypnotic. When you stir it together, it turns to a Hulk green. So it's a pretty cool drink. So this wouldn't be for the guys just because they're manly. You know, they got to have a manly drink, not a fruity tooty drink. But the ladies, I thought they would like the shot. Guys, I think you like that. Either or. Both, whatever. It's great. Hypnotic Liqueur. Get it at Liquor Depot in the Milan Plaza here in Cameron, right next to Brookshire Brothers. Tell George you heard it here on the radio. He'll show you what he's got. He's got a lot of great stuff, especially with the upcoming holiday seasons. Great gift ideas to do. So check it out at Liquor Depot in the Milan Plaza right next to Brookshire Brothers. All right. Since we're short on time because of the delay or the glitch, I'm going to go right into my product spotlight. If I can find it and get back on track here. And here it is right here. It's on the other side of the page. The product spotlight we're going to do today from ANC Firearms, thank you very much for another great sponsor, is going to be the Walther PK380. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, you'll see me with a couple of videos holding it. It's a very cool spy-looking gun. Once you like it, love it, and want to buy it, call Aaron's, call ANC Firearms at 254-983-4417. Can talk to either Arch if he's there. You know, his health is not the greatest, so everybody lift him up in prayers, please. You got Mike, Clint, and Dennis. Lots of great products. You got pistols, revolvers, rifles, shotgun, ammo, holsters, accessories, black powder, reloading equipment, the whole works. I'm going to read to you this article. I may skim through it pretty quick, though. This is from 380handgunreviews.com. A self-defense handgun that promises robust firepower will prove no good if it is a hassle carrying it around. You need your handgun concealed and always by your side. The Walther PK380 aspires to resolve the inadequacies of a concealed carry auto pistol that is moderate in size and comfortable to wear all day long and is also capable of presenting itself swiftly to action when needed. With toned down recoil, great shooting accuracy, and impressive firing capabilities, all gun aficionados will agree that the PK380 does offer incredible performance. The Walther PK380 is purposeful, short-recoil, operated lock-breech semi-automatic pistol. This is particularly important for people who find it difficult to pull back the slide in order to load semi-auto pistols. The Walther PK380 features one of the easiest-to-operate slides on any pistol of its class. One of the main features of the PK380 is its convenient recoil system incorporated with its splendid ergonomic design. The shooter's grip has been placed high and much closer to the barrel center line, hence mitigating recoil and providing a more comfortable grip when firing the pistol. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know my brain hurts when I use these 50-cent words, so you have to bear with me, okay? The pistol is safe to carry with its 8-shot stainless steel magazine fully loaded in the chamber owing to multiple safety mechanisms. The PK380 is a compact pistol but surprisingly offers a full grip for excellent control. The PK380, as mentioned earlier, is much easier to shoot and handle than any of the guns belonging to its class. It can also easily fit in the front pocket of your jeans. Tested by gun enthusiasts almost everywhere, the PK3 has shown great reliability and accuracy. Let's see here. I want to make sure I'm not talking ammunition because that's boring. The Walther PK380 has a hammer block thumb safety mechanism in addition to the firing pin block. That's important. The firing pin cannot contact the primer unless the trigger is pulled. Yada, yada, yada. Given its concealed carry size and weight, the PK380 offers great ability for rapid yet accurate fire, while its ergonomic designs allow hitch-free holstering and speedy presentation during situations with need of self-defense sidearm. Here's your basic statistics. It's a model PK380. It's a double-action semi-automatic pistol. Caliber You know, when they list here, I have a pet peeve about this. When they list action and they say it's double action / single action, that irritates me. Because all you have to say is double action. If you understand your actions, which I promote and promote and promote, isn't that right, Lee? I promote it to the point of, shut up, Matt, stop promoting it. Because if you understand how a gun works when it comes time for that round robin, you don't have to think, okay? And that's how you win. Caliber's a 380. Overall length is 6.5 inches. Overall height, 5.2. Overall width is 1.2. Barrel length is 3.66. It's a three-dot sight system. It has a capacity of 8 plus 1 in the chamber and only 19.20 ounces. Very nice. And it's sexy looking, too. Go check out the short video on Aaron's Gun Shop. com. Go to the Facebook page. You'll see me holding. I got a couple different ones there. I'm trying to look like James Bond or something, carrying the gun. And like me on Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram. Send me an email. Give us a call here at the studio, 254-697-6633. So many different ways to get us contact, okay? And don't forget, go to ANC Firearms. Call them at 254-983-4417. Tell them you like what you saw. Or like what you heard, tell them you heard it on the radio, and support the sponsors who support the program. Joel, let's take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to have my special guest here. I may do my opinion piece first, since I didn't do it in the first hour, and then we'll get on our special guest. So we'll see you on the other side.
Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, everyone. Matt, your host from Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program here, and I'm very excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Liquor Depot, located in the Milam Plaza right next to Brookshire Brothers. As you know, I'm a bartender, and when I walk into Liquor Depot, I get excited looking at all the variations of wine, beer, and spirits. So if you're going to have a party, wedding, or business event, and you want to serve alcohol, Liquor Depot is the place to come to stock your bar and your icebox. Great prices, excellent selection, and lots of friendly help to get you what you need. There are lots of great enhanced gift ideas, too, for any occasion. Liquor Depot is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and is located at 1604 West 4th. So stop in today and stock up, or call Liquor Depot at 254-605-0766.
Cappellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm in Cameron focuses on cases involving personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure and mesothelioma. At Cappellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm, you are never treated like a number. Cases are accepted on a contingency basis, so clients do not have to pay out of their pocket. Contact Cappellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm in Cameron today. Call 888-MESO-FIRM.
Welcome back, everybody. We are back. I am back, and we're going to do my opinion piece now that I was not able to do earlier. And I know you all want to know what my opinion is. Okay. Well, here's how it's titled. This week it's titled, My Brother, Tomato Plants, and Me. You're like, what the heck? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the brother I'm talking about is the next one older than me. Older than me by 5 years. So as a child growing up, a lot of the time, it was like I was growing up alone because I was just too young to be doing things with the rest of my brothers. And I've got a total of three brothers. So this brother, being the closest to me, is the one I clung to the most and adored the most. Where he would go, I would follow. What he did, I mimicked. Many years have passed, and to this day, I still love him dearly, as I do all my brothers, but this brother was special. Well, this brother loved to plant a garden, and he was most proud of his fig tree and his tomato plants. When it came to his tomato plants, I would watch him dig the hole, put the Miracle-Gro fertilizer in, and they need to pay me for advertising there, in the hole, then plant the tomato plant, and then nurture it to full bounty for all of us to enjoy. The whole process was truly a blessing to all of us, and my brother enjoyed the process and the yield. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell that story because all of us are blessed by blessing others with something. The Lord blessed my brother with the love of growing, and being blessed, he passed on the blessings of his joy and labor to his family, who enjoyed eating those tomatoes. It's the same with you and I. We are showered with blessings from the Lord, but if we have blessings that stop with us, then it's not a blessing at all. Instead, it becomes hoarding, and that does only one person any good. We need to be like tomato plants that are fertilized and watered. We need to become strong and healthy in whatever we do so that our produce in life, whatever it may be shared with others. We are blessed as blessings are passed through us to others. Are these words of wisdom from Matt, your host? Heck no. I'm just a tomato plant radio host who is being blessed as I pass blessings of information out to the airways to all of you who listen. The fruits from this plant are free to harvest and use as you wish. I only hope you take whatever blessings you receive and make one hell of a meal out of it and share it with as many people as you can. You too will be blessed, more so than you are already. Finally, I want to thank all of you who have fertilized and watered my roots. I would otherwise be nothing but a dry stalk decaying with time. Joel, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to have my special guest, Lee Richardson from Climate Control AC and Heating out of Rockdale.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, everyone. Matt, your host from Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program here, and I'm very excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Liquor Depot, located in the Milam Plaza right next to Brookshire Brothers. As you know, I'm a bartender, and when I walk into Liquor Depot, I get excited looking at all the variations of wine, beer, and spirits. So if you're going to have a party, wedding, or business event, and you want to serve alcohol, Liquor Depot is the place to come to stock your bar and your icebox. Great prices, excellent selection, and lots of friendly help to get you what you need. There are lots of great enhanced gift ideas, too, for any occasion. Liquor Depot is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and is located at 1604 West 4th. So stop in today and stock up, or call Liquor Depot at 254-605-0766.
Cabellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron focuses on cases involving personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure and mesothelioma. At Cabellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, you are never treated like a number. Cases are accepted on a contingency basis, so clients do not have to pay out of their pocket. Contact Cabellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron today. Call 888-MESO-FIRM.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
When you've been doing something with satisfied customers since 1984, you've been doing something right. I'm Jason Donalek, and that's the story of EBCO Development, providing quality new construction, remodeling, and roofing with complete customer satisfaction. We have the knowledge and experience to get the job done right the first time, and are a proud member of the Better Business Bureau. Start your building project by calling EBCO Development at 254-697-2186. That's 254-697-2186.
Central Texas Martial Arts of Rockdale offers martial arts classes Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. in their 1,800 square foot facility, which is located in Rockdale at 973 Highway 77. Learn confidence and control with mind and body at the Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale. Call or text Master Cindy Key at 254-721-2775 or just stop by. Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, 254-721-2775.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's October 20th, 2018. And I have in my interview segment here a good friend and a good tech when it comes to AC, Lee Richardson. Lee, welcome to the show, man. Don't forget, speaking to that mic, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's it going today?
It's going good so far.
Long night, huh?
Long night.
Okay.
Long
I know a lot of AC problems. I know, and I tell you what, you are on it all the time. You're constantly going. I see you, or I don't really see, but when we're communicating with each other, you're on the go helping people out as quick as you can.
Definitely.
All right, look, so everybody knows, you've been on here before. Everybody, Lee Richardson, he's one of my competitors, competition, people who compete in the competition, okay? And he's very good, he learns, he listens, and he learns, and he applies, and he becomes very good at it. So we got Climate Control as a new sponsor, and I said, Lee, you're coming on the air, you're going to be talking, since, you know, we got a good rapport going on here. We're going to talk about your boss's business, because it's a great service, and you've applied some of your expertise when it comes to my AC. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but why don't you say hi, tell everybody who you're working for, what you got going on, give us some details, and then we'll get into the nitty-gritty of it all.
Yeah, definitely. My name is Lee Richardson, work for Climate Control AC and Heating out of Rockdale. Owner Nathan Dulich. He's had the company for 14 years. He's been the owner, servicing all of Milam County. We might step, you know, a little bit outside of Milam County, but we pretty well try to stay in Milam County. Small company and got lots and lots of business around here.
So. Why don't you do an overview of all the different services and then we'll talk about it, because I know there's a few things. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, it's an infomercial interview here, but I like it because I've actually utilized it. And when you utilize something, you get more personal with it. And Lee has helped me out on a couple problems down at the shop, and it's amazing. So I want to talk about it. Why don't you list the services that you provide, and then maybe we'll nitpick on some of them, explain what's good to do yourself, you need help with, what's important to do.
Definitely. You know, for starters, like spring and fall checkups. You know, most people don't realize, you know, coming up on winter, if you just go to, you know, turn it on as soon as you get your first cold snap, oh, hey, it might not be working, you know. We might be backed up at the office. You're out 2-3 days before we can get to you sometimes, you know. Same for summer, you know, spring checkups. You want to, you know, say a month before it gets hot, you know, have somebody come out, give everything a good run through, make sure everything's on the up and up, working right.
Well, let me stop you there. Let me ask you something on that real quick. When you're going to turn on the AC after a long, cold winter, we'll say, what should the person have been doing that's the basic? Because the AC and heating unit can go out any time. It can be multiple things that can go on.
Correct.
What's the basic stuff, the givings, the offerings that your company would provide to somebody as a goodwill offering of, hey, if you do this, it'll help you out. Because sooner or later, it's going to break down. And I hope you remember me that I'm giving you this information and we have a relationship together. So what would be some basic things? I'll give you an example where I'm trying to go. Ants and contacts.
Right. So, you know, make sure you always want to put ant poison out, you know, around your outdoor units. Ants love electricity, especially when it rains. They're looking for high ground. Don't know why they like electricity. They're always going to it. So definitely ant poison around your units.
Cutting the grass around there too?
Definitely that. I mean, if your outdoor unit can't breathe, it's not going to be efficient. It's going to work. It's just you're going to have longer run times, higher electric bill, you know, just trickle down effect, you know.
And I'm guilty of this, man. I remember you came down there and I got a fire hose nozzle for the hose and you're washing out the grills of the AC and this dirt's coming out of it because it's sucking it in there. That's going to bind it down a little bit too, right? Bog it down?
Definitely. You know, and filters is a big thing.
See, now I do that all the time, but it's the outside unit. You don't think about it.
Yeah, your outside unit. I mean, think about it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, I didn't know we could wash that out. You know, well, it's sitting outside to get rained on all the time, you know. So, you don't want to wash them out real high pressure, but if that outside unit draws air through it, you know, to cool the compressor down.
All those slots on the side
right.
of the air is coming
so,
in.
So, you definitely want to keep that unrestricted. You know, the more you can keep out of it, the more efficient it's going to be, less it's going to cost you in efficiency, money-wise.
And that would be why you cut down the weeds that are around
it. Right, definitely. Yeah, you definitely want to keep it trimmed up around the outdoor unit.
Okay. So if we're talking dirt in the vents, we're talking ants on the contacts, so we're talking wash out your vent slots there.
Trying to keep debris out of the inside of the unit. You know, you got your round top on the top of it. You know, a stick can get... you know, fall out of a tree, get jammed down in the top. First time you go to kick it on, if you got a stick jammed in there, that fan blade hits it, you're not going to know it. You know, it's going to sit there until the fan motor goes out. Well, there you are, you know, $400 out.
Ouch.
Over a stick.
Over a stick.
You know,
I had a cat in there with its kittens one time. I don't know how it got in there. That did not go well.
We see snakes wrapped around fan motors all the time, and that'll burn one up quick.
And I'm surprised you don't carry a handgun with shot in it or something.
I wish we could. In the AC business, we see lots of snakes.
All right, so we're talking stuff that are pretty much simple things that happen that causes you to come out to do a big paycheck.
I would say probably 60% of our calls are stuff that could have been prevented. Preventative maintenance will save you a lot as far as AC goes.
Now, I want you to remember this, everybody. We're giving tips of the trade here. You need to remember people at Climate Control, especially because, one, they support the program. It's a circle of life. They support me. You support them. Keep them in your memory or your Rolodex or your speed dial, whatever you want to call it. Okay, that shows you how old I am, Rolodex. So we've got that situation now, and then we talked about the filters on the inside. I want to talk about air ducts.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with air duct? You wouldn't even think about an air duct. The air's blowing out. You would think those things would be clean. What's the deal with an air duct?
But... you know, you got to think, all right, so you're drawing air in through your return. If somebody's not on top of their filter, you know, changing it once a month. Some filters say 3-month filters. Don't go by that. You know, change your filter once a month regardless. Whether it's 3 month, whether it says 6 month, change it once a month. So if you let a filter get dirty, you know, you're going to start pulling through that filter. Dirt, dust, hair, it's going to get on your evaporator coil eventually. Going to come through the coil into your ductwork. You know, you think, yes, because it's blowing out, that it's going to blow everything out of the duct. Well, it's going to sit in there. It's going to grow mold. It's going to grow bacteria. You know, it's not going to blow everything out. You're not moving, you know, ridiculous amounts of forced air out of there. So you're not going to just bust stuff loose that starts sticking to your ducts. And that's one of the reasons we do duct cleaning.
What's the process? How does that work?
As far as duct cleaning goes, so what we'll do is we come in. We have an inspection camera that will run down each vent, you know, see what kind of shape your vents are in, see if they're moldy, see if it's just dust, you know, and by looking at them, we can determine, you know, how extensive we need to get with it, whether we need to put chemicals in it or just a good brush cleaning with a rotovac vacuum, mm-hmm. or it all depends on.
Hey, side note, would a ceiling fan be a good example of what can happen to your air duct? You ever notice the ceiling fan?
Definitely.
Okay, everybody, look at your ceiling fan. It's on and it's blowing air, but look, it collects dust. How the heck that happens, I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's the same thing happening in those vents.
Right, but, you know, as far as the duct cleaning goes, in your return, we'll put, like, it's called an antimicrobial spray. Microbial is a bacterial that will build up inside your ducts, very bad for your health. That's why EPA recommends every 3 to 5 years to have your ducts cleaned. does wonders for elderly people with asthma. It's a good thing to have done for sure.
Let's give an example. I had problems down the shop with my AC not blowing cool.
Mm-hmm.
We did all these different things. And then once you go through that procedure, you actually had to rip it out.
Right. Good. So
talk about it. Now, I was changing my filters,
mm-hmm.
but it was an older system and it just wasn't running right. And you came in and tweaked it and you said, whoa, and we did stuff and it was amazing what happened.
First thing, you know, let me go back to the filters. As far as the filters go, you know, you can go the cheap route and buy what they call like a horsehair or a mesh filter. You know, that might pick them up at Walmart for $2. But you're going to get what you pay for. You know, best filter to get to keep stuff from making it through the filter is going to be a good pleated filter. You know, looks like an accordion on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, got the solid white material. I mean, it's still very...
I used to use those cheap ones, and then you told me, and I started using those. It's amazing how much dirtier
it does. But so what Matt's issue was is, you know, he was on top of his filters regularly, but you're still going to have some stuff that passes through there. And, you know... How old's that system there, Matt? How long have you had it in there?
20 years.
Ever had the coil pulled and cleaned before
never,
I did it?
No.
Okay, so, you know, yes, you change your filters.
And this was what, about 2 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so 18 years, and it was donated to me by somebody, so who knows?
Who knows how long it, you know, and what kind of shape it was in before then, you know, how well they took care of it. But, so, you're still going to have stuff pass through your filter and get on your coil, and, you know, say if... Where your unit's sitting, if it's not, you know, completely sealed, all the air is not going to pass directly through the filter. Any little crack or crevice you have that's around your unit, you know, air is going to suck in through there. You're going to get dirt, dust, hair stuck to the coil. Well, excuse me. If you can't move enough air through that coil, it's going to start, you know, killing the efficiency of it. It's not going to cool as well. It'll start freezing up on you. So in Matt's case, you know, I literally had to pretty much tear the whole front of his cabinet off and climb under it and look at it. Oh, yeah, you know, we got a dirty coil. So,
and I think a good description would be is if you look at your radiator on your car, it's got exactly. All those little vents.
Yeah, all the little aluminum slots.
They were all filled up with.
Right. And, you know, just looking at the surface, yeah, it might look clean, but you got to think, you know, that each slab of that coil is probably 2-3 inches thick, you know, so you're not seeing what's on the inside.
Right.
You're just seeing surface, you know, when you just look at it. Sometimes the surface might look clean, but the inside's packed full, you know, so you could be only moving, you know, 30% of capacity of air through that, and, you know, there goes your electric bill. Unit's going to constantly run, trying to keep up, not producing the amount of cold air that it should. So we went in, pumped all the Freon down, cut the coil loose, took it outside, gave it a good foaming wash.
Explain that, man. That was incredible. So, that thing, it rose about, I think, 8 inches.
Yeah. So what happens with that foaming wash, we spray it on there, and it foams up from the inside out. So it's breaking everything loose that's on the inside, and as it foams, it starts pushing everything to the outside. And Matt's turned black on us and with about 6 inches of foam.
That was incredible. I was amazed.
Then you just hose it down with the water hose after that, and
it made an unbelievable difference.
Install it back in. Yeah, I mean,
and what's cool about you, and every time you come to the shop, I see you come by with your hand over the vent. We're good.
It's habit.
We're
anywhere good. I go, you know, anywhere I go, I'm looking at air conditioning vents. It's,
you know,
it's habit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just mentioned this to somebody else too. They were giving me information based on their expertise, and I would just sit there and listen. And I go, I love to listen to people who are experts in their field, because I'm an expert in my field, and I expect you to listen to me. And so when somebody's an expert in their field, I may have a ton of questions. But they're questions of, I'm dumb, stupid, inform me, and I listen to what they say. When you listen to Lee here, he knows his stuff inside and out. He's got it. So that stuff floated to the top. We hosed it down. You put it back in, and man, it's still been running good. Now,
cool,
I wanted to ask you this, too. Mm-hmm. You made a comment that I wasn't aware of. I use those, I think they're HEPA filters, the mm-hmm. zigzag ones with the wires across it.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying stuff still leaks in there. Could you put some type of seal maybe around where the AC filter goes to minimize that effect of escape
air? Yeah, so, I mean, sometimes what we run into is, you know, a filter, say you got a 20 by 20 filter and you're putting it in a 20 by 20 return air grill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, specifications on those filters might vary, you know.
Right.
Quarter inch here, quarter inch there, you know, they're not going to be exactly 20 by 20, you know, so you think about it, you got a quarter inch on left side, quarter inch right side, quarter inch top, quarter inch bottom, you really got an inch of air that's, you know, air gap all the way around that you're going to pull through. So what we do is just go down the hardware store, get some real thin weather stripping, some, you know, foam on one side, sticky back on the other. You know, if you look at it, you got a quarter inch gut, quarter inch weather stripping, run it on three sides because you're going to stay flush on the bottom because gravity is going to pull the filter to the bottom. So run, you know, up the left side, up the right side, across top, put your filter in there, then you're going to be seated tight.
Nice little trick of the trade there.
No air coming through. And another thing, you know, look, say you got a unit that's in the closet, you know, sitting on a platform. That's how mats are set up. So if whoever cut that hole to set that unit on top of, so air would come up through the return and through the hole into the unit, you know, say it's not sealed, you know, a lot of times people just
it is on there. It is, because I did it.
There you go. Okay.
I use that gray stuff, man, that gray stuff. Yeah. I put around. Yeah,
run a bead of silicone. I mean, just lots of little things add up to big things in the AC world.
That's cool. I mean, really, that can save you a lot of money. Oh wow, time is flying here. Lee, give us a rundown real quick. What you got, what you're promoting, how they can get a hold of you, so on and so forth.
Definitely. So kind of what I want to go through is like service contracts. Okay. We do fall checkups. We do spring checkups. Fall checkup runs $74.95. Spring checkup runs $74.95.
That's a one-time deal?
Yes. So one time, you know, we'll come, you know, we like to do it before summer. You know, we'll start March, April, you know, early April. We'll come through, check everything as far as the AC aspect goes. Check capacitors, contactors, pull amp draws on fan motor, pull amp draw on your compressor, wash your outdoor unit, blow your drain line, check your blower motor. You know, go through everything through the heat or through the AC system. And then fall checkup, same thing.
I'll tell you, everybody, if you're not familiar with watching these guys do it, what he just told you is a lot of work. And for the price that they're charging, what was it, $74.75?
$74.95.
That's a cheap way to go for a peace of mind blessing.
It takes, you know, 30, 35 minutes to go through an entire system. You know, one system. Say you got, you know, multiple systems. If you got a house that has 2-3 systems, first spring checkup or first fall checkup will be $74.95, and then we deduct $10 per each checkup after that. So if you got three systems in your house, you know, $74.95, $64.95, $54.95.
Okay.
You know, but we do offer a service contract. Okay, so service contract is you pay for 1 year, which will get you one spring checkup, one fall checkup, gets you preferred service, which means, you know, if say your AC goes out in the middle of July and we got 30 calls on the books. If you're a preferred customer, you go to the top of the list. You know, so if there's 20 people in front of you, you become number one. And it also gives you a discount on parts and equipment, 10% off all parts and equipment. If you're, and what is that? $74.95,
$74.95. Well, $75.75 is about $150, right?
Right. So our service contract is $150. You know, so you're pretty much getting...
Which saves you $500, $600 down the road because right. of the preventive maintenance. Or they can say, hey, this looks bad. Let's catch it now before something worse happens.
Yeah, so $150 for the service contract. And it's 10 cents more than paying for a spring checkup and a fall checkup with the $74.95 instead of $75. You know, mm-hmm. So for 10 cents more, you get both checkups, preferred service... The discount on the parts and equipment goes a long way.
That's peace of mind. Same thing for the heating side of it, right?
Yes, same thing. That's spring checkup and fall checkup in the service contract together.
Yes. Sounds great. Okay, Lee, we're going to have to take a quick break and get set up for the next segment here, but why don't you close out by saying how they can get a hold of you, if you got a website, so on and so forth.
Yeah, definitely. Climate Control AC and Heating. We're located there in Rockdale, 1244 West Highway 79. Phone number 512-446-4020.
And ladies and gentlemen, I should have it linked to my radio page soon. And so if you ever forget, you can just go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio page, and the link should be there soon. So, all right, Joel, let's take a break. Thank you very much, Lee.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Climate Control, for being another sponsor. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll see what happens. I'm not sure what's going to happen yet.
Central Texas Martial Arts of Rocktail offers martial arts classes Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. in their 1,800 square foot facility, which is located in Rockdale at 973 Highway 77. Learn confidence and control with mind and body at the Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale. Call or text Master Cindy Key at 254-721-2775 or just stop by. Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, 254-721-2775. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.